Tampa Bay's morning crew.
What came first? There's a quiz that Lana found online, 995QYK, and it's about kind of pop culture and things that have been in our lives for a while. Maybe it's a movie, maybe it's food, maybe it's an invention. And Lana says, I want to see if you guys can guess which came first chronologically.
Right.
All right. So, here we go. Kevin and I are going to play this game.
And you can play along, too, in your car.
No. That goes without saying.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, I need to say this. She's talking about the Will Smith movie, 7 Pounds.
Yep.
Someone did call and say it's a great movie, and I just watched the trailer for it. It does look pretty decent. So.
He said he's going to watch it.
Right.
Will you too, Kevin?
No.
Okay, perfect.
It's no. Really good.
At least he's honest. Okay. All right, here we
Let's
go.
Let's go back. What came first? The Empire State Building or Clint Eastwood?
Ooh.
I'm going to say the Empire State
yeah,
Building.
Yeah, I'll also
I think
say
that's
the,
really old.
I'll say the Empire State Building as well.
It was built in 1931. Clint Eastwood was born in 1930.
Oh,
you're
wrong. Wow.
He's older than the Empire State
wow.
Building.
I'm sure he'd love to hear that.
All right. What came first, Star Wars or Starbucks?
Star Wars.
Star Wars was 77. I'm going to go with Starbucks.
Wow, you're so smart. Starbucks came in 1970.
Why did you say that with a shape of an L on your forehead?
She called me a loser.
Oh, come on.
1977, Star Wars, Starbucks came in 1971. Wow. I would have totally thought Star Wars was first.
We're over two?
Yeah.
Oh, you said Starbucks?
Yeah.
Okay,
he said Starbucks. All right.
But it was only in Seattle at that time, probably, right?
It was.
Okay, got it.
All right, what came first, Google or Chipotle?
I'll go Chipotle.
I'm going to say Google.
Chipotle came first.
Jeez.
1993. Way to go, JR. You are
killing
for
it.
Three. Google came in 1998.
Does it tell you where Chipotle started?
It does not.
I think it's Chicago.
I thought it was Seattle also.
Oh, I thought it was Chipotle, but that's all right. I thought it was Chipotle. Did you know they're owned by McDonald's?
I didn't.
I know that.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. What came first, M&Ms or credit cards?
Man, it's got to be M&M's, right?
I'll go with credit cards just to be different.
JR, ding, 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 ding,
finally.
Ding. M&M's, 1941.
Yes.
Credit cards, the first Diners Club was available in 1950.
Wow.
All right, you want to do one more?
Absolutely.
Okay, one more. Here we go. What came first, Prince's Purple Rain album or Michael Jackson's Thriller?
Thriller was 1982.
How do you know that on the top of your head?
I just do. I'll go with Thriller, because I think Purple Rain was 84.
Whoa, Michael Jackson's Thriller, 1982. Prince's Purple Rain, 1984. What do you do with this knowledge?
Yeah, what do you do when you leave here? Do you just go home and read the encyclopedia and the almanac and all that?
Sometimes.
Good Lord. The years and everything. I didn't have that one.
He must be a whiz at Jeopardy.
Were you
no.
on board? Were you? By the way, those were both before I was born, so I'm out on that. But I will tell you that you should have been all over that one, being from Minnesota,
I did know that. I did know because I had both of the albums.
Of course.
So, literally, the albums, the vinyl.
Yeah. A-tracks.
When it came out. Yeah. I think I stood in line at the store to wait for the Michael Jackson Thriller to come out. I think I was there.
Two great albums, that's for sure.
Fantastic.
Did you find the answer to that question, where Chipotle started?
It was in Colorado.
Oh, man.
Yeah, right outside Denver. So, yeah.
All right.
Well, there you go.
I like that a lot. That was good. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I've got more. Maybe we'll do another one next week.
Sounds good to me. All right. Coming up, a very cool place that they have created in Pinellas County that has to do with Wounded Warriors. I want to tell you about it next and the things they are doing for Wounded Warriors after this. Well, tonight, feel good story for you, 995 QYK. So, soldiers return home from active duty. And I'll tell you this, my dad being former military, one of the biggest things that helped him come back and kind of acclimate back into society and life was being around other soldiers who had experienced the same thing, kind of
sure.
a fellowship type thing, because it's hard to explain what you saw or how you felt or what the conditions were like when you were there. So I know that that helped my dad out a lot. And there's a community center, and it's called the Wounded Warriors Abilities Ranch. And it's located in Pinellas Park. And it's for those who have returned home and maybe have been wounded in battle. And they have all kinds of things. If it's sports, if it's, you know, walking trails or, you know, workout trails, stuff like
activities,
that.
Activities, workshops, different clinics. This place is great.
It's a nonprofit, and it's really, really neat. And it was Mike DeLancey. He's a U.S. Marine who was wounded by a sniper who kind of came up and kind of was the mastermind behind all of this. Here he is talking about it.
Well, on the park itself, we have a more wide than normal walking trail. It's about a half mile long, and it's designed to get hand cyclists, you know, just get your feet wet and get a little cruising in. We also have adaptive sports fitness stations to where an able body and a guy in a wheelchair, guy or a girl in a wheelchair, can work out side by side. We have the children's playground that's designed to where anybody can come up and use it. We have a dog park.
Yeah, it's very cool that they've kind of modified all this for those who are wounded, or if you have been wounded and you're still able bodied, like he was talking about, you can kind of work out with your buddy and maybe someone that you served with or whatnot. So it's a really cool center that they're doing, not only offering, you know, mental health, but also physical health for those in need and those that have served our country so bravely. And like I said, I'll tell you what, when you have gone through that, and this is, again, this is not me, this is my dad telling me this, I've just seen how much that's affected him, because you don't know what it's like until you're there.
Right, right.
Unless you've experienced. You could tell anybody about it.
Right.
But until you're really there.
And there's something special about being able to talk about it with people that completely understand what you're going through. So what a great ranch that they have for these veterans. So hats off to those guys in Pinellas Park.
Pinellas Park, Wounded Warriors Abilities Ranch, and their motto basically is health, healing environment, new sense of hope, resilience, and strength as they move forward in their journey. So way to go. All right, Jason Aldean, take a little ride on 995 QIK. That's your I Feel Good story. And coming up, your morning motivation at 7:05. Thanks for having us on. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. Time for your morning motivation. Lana, what you got?
Life isn't always about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain.
Oh, I've heard this before.
We've had a lot of rain lately, so we need to be out there dancing.
So you want to take it literal for sure. very nice. That is your morning motivation. We put this on our Facebook page, too, so you can share them with your friends, or you can just remind yourself of them and put them on your own page, whatever you want to do. Coming up, your 7:15 second date update. Thanks for having us on. Here's Kit Moore. She's mine.
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
All right, brand new 7:15 second date update right now. Got an email from a guy named Sam at QYKsecondDateUpdate@gmail.com. Here we go. Sam's on the phone. He has not heard back from Leah since their date. Sam, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good, pretty good. Minus the, kind of getting a little ghosted part.
All right, well, let's see if we can help you out. Tell us how you know Leah. What'd you guys do on your date and what's going on now?
Yeah, we met on Match.com, we were just kind of started taking it pretty easy. We were just texting each other back and forth, kind of getting to know each other. I felt like she was going to be a good match, She's got a great career. She's got a lot of, great future plans. We have a lot in common. So we took it to the next level. I asked her out. She said yes. I took her on a proper date, went to Eddie V's, got some steak.
Nice.
Dinner was amazing, just conversation was great. I felt like there was a great vibe, great chemistry. I don't think I said anything stupid.
I have to ask myself that every day.
I felt like we got to know each other really well, but after the date ended, nothing really happened, just kind of said goodnight. But I've been, kind of texting her, trying to follow up, and I haven't heard back from her. I have no idea what's going on.
Okay, well, you said you thought about what you guys talked about on the date, so that's good. You don't think you said anything bad. How'd you guys leave the date when it was over? Did you guys say, we'll talk again, we'll see you again? Like, how'd that end up?
Had a great time, dropped her off at her place, just kind of like a regular, just a little peck on the cheek, nothing too crazy. It wasn't anything like that.
Okay.
So.
Well, it seems like a positive note you left it on, for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I don't know.
Well, we have Leah's number, thanks to you and this email. We're going to do this. We're going to try to call her, okay?
All right.
All right, hang on. Sam has reached out to us this morning on the 715 Second Date Update. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. JR, Lana, Kevin here on 995 QIK. So my first impression of Sam, I think, is he went to a really nice place.
Eddie V's. Yeah, somebody took me to Eddie V's. I'd want to go on a second date.
Right there and there. Yeah. He said he took her home, dropped her off. There was even a little peck on the cheek. Yeah. Seemed to be going well. I feel like that's a positive note you leave the date on. But since the date hasn't heard anything from Leah, and is kind of confused. So we're going to try to call Leah right now and see if we can get some answers.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Leah?
Yeah.
Hey, Leah. This is Tampa Bay's morning crew at 99.5 QIK. Good morning to you.
Hi. Good morning.
I'm guessing you have heard of our show before.
Yes, I have. I never thought you'd call me.
Well, have you ever heard us do something called the 715 Second Date Update?
Yeah.
Well, it's about that time in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to ask you about a date you went on.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Is it okay if we talk to you on the air?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks for being down. We wanted to actually ask you about Sam. He told us that you guys met on Match.com. You guys went to Eddie V's, which is super nice. He said he took you home. You gave him a kiss on the cheek, or maybe he kissed you on the cheek. I don't know. He didn't tell us that part. But anyway, he thought things went really well, and now is very confused why he hasn't heard from you since the date, because he really liked you and is kind of frustrated with the fact that he can't get a hold of you. So what's going on?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, you know, I really did think that he was going to be the perfect guy because, as I'm sure you can tell, he's career-driven. He's done the dating thing. He's ready to settle down. And I'm ready for that next step of my life for sure. Like, I've got a good job. I have a townhouse. Like, I'm ready to settle down. And the date was going really well. And then I found out that he was married.
Ooh, he's married? What's he doing dating? Mm-hmm.
Well, he was saying that, like, they're getting a divorce, but it's not final yet.
And okay, so he's going through a divorce, just waiting for the paperwork.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. How did this come up? He just said this in passing, or?
Well, I was talking to him, and, I mean, he's very honest, which I appreciate. And we were kind of getting to know each other, talking about, oh, where you live, that kind of thing. And he was like, me and my wife. And I was like, what?
Right.
I'm on a date with someone with a wife. So I didn't want to be judgmental, and I obviously really liked him. I talked to my mom about it after the date, and she was really adamant that it's not right, and I just feel in my gut like that's not okay to do. It just feels weird to me, honestly. And he is great, but I feel really uncomfortable with it.
So he's, like Lana asked, they are separated, but he's going through the divorce. So legally, he is still married.
Yes.
That would definitely catch me off guard. I understand that's a big deal, and maybe something you don't want to get involved in because it can be messy. But let me give our friend Sam a chance to defend himself. We actually have him on the phone, Leah. That's obviously how we got your number. I'm going to bring him back on. Sam, you there?
Yes. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
So you're still married, huh, Sam?
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I tried to explain to her, too, that, like, I'm married right now because, like, my ex-wife needs medical benefits. And the only way she can keep her benefits is if we stay married on paper.
Oh, and, well, that changes everything.
Yeah, so we have to wait a year to finalize everything. And, you know, so that's kind of what it is. We don't talk. We don't hang out. You know, there's no, you know, there's just really no communication between her and I. So I just, Leah, I just really don't think it should be a big deal.
I think it's really nice what you're doing for her, and that's really great. I don't think that I can be with someone when they're married.
But it does kind of, you know, show the type of person that he is, that even though whatever happened between Sam and his wife, I mean, look what he's doing for her, you know, allowing her to keep medical benefits for whatever reason. I mean, that says a lot about a guy.
Well, I think so, but also I understand where Leah's coming from, mm-hmm. and the fact that there's some strings attached, even if they say they don't talk, there's still some strings attached there, and you know, she's got some reservations about that. I mean, I get that. Even though it may be on paper, and again, I've never been through this, but even though it may be on paper, that is kind of a lot to swallow there.
I mean, it's like there's a lot of people that date who are still married. You know,
I'm raising my hand right now. Okay, I'll admit it.
Hold on. We got to clarify this. Technically, you were married because you were separated.
Well, I was right. Paperwork wasn't finalized.
Correct. I just want to make sure everybody knew that you weren't married. You're dating and all that.
Wasn't final, so I can understand what Sam is under.
And that could take a long time to get done.
Right.
Now, let me ask you something. I know you felt weird about this, Leah, but would you say it's a deal breaker? I mean, it's totally up to you, obviously, of what your preference is, but, you know, Sam does sound like a very straightforward guy. I'll give him that. He was honest with you from the get-go. Is this something you could look past?
I do think that he's straightforward. I do think that says a lot about his character and that he's wonderful. And I would love if he called me, you know, when he's divorced and maybe we can try again. But for right now, it is a deal breaker. I can't date an old man.
All right. I got to respect that. And I feel like, Sam, you got to respect that as well. I mean, that's just somebody's preference. And your situation is your situation. Her situation is her situation. I'm sorry we couldn't make another date happen for you, my friend. But we wish you luck in everything you're going through. And hopefully that it goes by quick and you get that all finalized. Thanks for coming on the air with us.
Thank you for having me. I hope you change your mind, Leah. I had a great time.
Hey, Leah, thanks for coming on with us as well.
Sorry we couldn't make it work out, guys.
All right, thanks, guys. Just had our 7:15 second date update. Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR, Lana, Kevin here. And Leah and Sam will not be going out on another date because Leah found out on the date that Sam is actually going through a divorce and not officially or legally divorced or single.
But we have to point out that Sam is staying married because his soon-to-be ex-wife needs the medical benefits. So I think it's kind of a stand-up thing.
But he said, hey, we don't have any communication. It's just what we're doing on paper. But I'm 100% done with the relationship. And Leah thought that was just a little too much for her. And she didn't want to get involved, which I totally understand. I mean,
it's okay.
Because, you know, that is an emotional time. And maybe she didn't feel like he was emotionally available. I mean, that's just a lot to work through. Especially, you know, if you're Leah, you're thinking, okay, well, what's going on between them? How do I feel about this? You know, that type of thing.
Right,
so.
Exactly.
All right, getting your reactions right now. We got Lori in Clearwater. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts, he's a good guy. My ex-husband did the same thing for me. If he had not paid my health insurance for me for that year or so, I would not have had my diabetes medication.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think it's okay for him to be dating?
Yeah, if they're not living together and they're just, I mean, we weren't living together. We were just, you know.
Going through the process of this.
Right. We stayed married on paper so I could have health insurance and medication.
And that's a great thing for your ex-husband, to do. And, you know, if guys can do that, because usually divorces are so ugly, but the fact that I love that yours, and it sounds like his too, are kind of amicable.
Right.
It's fine. We've known each other since high school, and I told him I love you. I just don't like you.
Well, there you go. Cut right to the chase. Well, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Catherine is in Tampa right now. Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. What are your thoughts on this?
I guess I was, like, thinking about it, actually, the whole time. I am actually going through the same thing that Sam is going through. The only difference is my ex-husband, we have no contact and haven't had any contact for a year and a half. But it's still kind of one of those weird things when you're dating, when you're like, oh, yeah, I'm, like, basically single, but I'm waiting for the divorce to get finalized. Like, I feel like it's such a weird, hard line to draw when you're going through something like that.
Have you found out that the guys that you've gone on dates with, how have they responded to it?
They, honestly, a lot of them respond. I mean, I've only gone on like two or three dates, so it hasn't been like a huge deal, but they've responded well. Actually, one of the guys I was dating was also going through the same thing, so that was kind of something we had in common, I guess. But it's, like I said, it's one of those weird, hard lines to draw where, like, I feel for Sam because you almost have to get not defensive about it, like, no, it's fine, everything's okay, I don't talk to that person, or whatever, you know, every situation is very different.
Sure.
So
Paperwork takes a long time. Lawyers take a long time. Selling a house, dividing assets. That stuff takes a long time. Exactly. That doesn't mean that you have to stop your life.
That's true.
Right.
Well, I appreciate you, Catherine. I appreciate you calling, all right? Have a great day.
Good luck.
You too. Bye.
Right, bye. Kyle's in Newport Richie right now. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What are your thoughts on this?
So my thoughts are, you know, I'm kind of going through the same thing right now. I'm currently married, getting divorced, and I have a girlfriend. We've been dating for 8 months now, and, you know, I think as long as she realizes that he's been straightforward with her and everything's been out in the open, that there shouldn't be really an issue. He's just got to get some issues taken care of, and right now it's just a hard time to do that.
You hit it on the head. It's all about communication and honesty.
Yeah. He was upfront with it. I mean, even on a first date, that's a real personal thing that he spilled and, you know, was trying to set the tone from the get-go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know myself, it took me a few dates to come out and admit it. So for him to come out and say that right away was awesome. Yeah.
Kyle, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate you.
Yeah, best of luck to you.
All right, thank you.
All right. Well, if you missed it, it'll be on the Y100, on the 995Q. That's where I used to work, 995QIK app, or it will be on our podcast or online at Facebook and Instagram. I don't know, wake up. More tickets for Universal right now. If you want to play Know the Show, call in right now. I'll take caller 9-800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, Susan is in Zephyr Hills right now. It's 995 QYK. We're going to play a little game called Know the Show. All right, we're going to read a statement, and it's a fact about somebody on the show. You have to guess if it's JR, Lana, or Kevin. All right?
Okay.
Do you listen to the show quite a bit?
I started listening to y'all about a month ago.
Well, thank you for starting. We'll see if we can help you out here. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
The first statement is,
I can play the ukulele.
Is it JR, Lana, or Kevin?
Lana.
It is not Lana.
No.
It's actually me. Yes.
Really?
I can play the ukulele.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
My dad's parents were missionaries, and one of the places they were in was Hawaii, and so he learned it and then taught me it.
Do you have one?
I do.
Can you play it for us?
Not right. I don't have it with me. I don't carry it all the time, but yeah, I'll bring it in sometime.
Sweet.
All right.
What do you know?
What's that?
What songs do you
know? A lot of Hawaiian songs, Over the Rainbow, that type of stuff.
Stairway right, anyway, to Heaven.
Let's move on. Let's move on. Here we go. All right, you're still in this. No worries. The next fact is,
I have been whitewater rafting on the Green River in Colorado.
JR, Lana, or Kevin?
JR?
It is not JR.
No, I just gave you my fact.
It is actually Lana.
You're on a roll. All right, you're perfect.
All right,
two for two of being wrong, but it's okay.
My first job was bagging groceries at Publix.
Is it JR, Lana, or Kevin? Now, you've already guessed two people on the show.
I guess it's JR.
Wait, hold on. Back up with me. You've already guessed two people on the show. There's one person you have left out. Who could it be?
Kevin.
There we go.
And we all just found out that that job is called a front-end personnel.
Yes, right.
Yes.
You bagged groceries.
I did bag groceries.
That's awesome. Yes. That's a great company and a great job.
Yeah.
How long did you do that for?
Like a year.
Oh, okay.
I was 16.
Good for you. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Susan, that's close enough for us. You just won Universal tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I need you to listen to the show more because you really need to know the show.
Well, I just started and
no, I got you. No, we're glad you listened and we're going to hook you up. Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, well, we'll have some more tickets tomorrow at 7:55 and also this afternoon at 4:40 on 995 QYK. All right, we got Thomas Rhett on the show at 8:20 and your Music Minute coming up at 8:10.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, it's too bad that Luke Combs can't write a song.
Oh my gosh, he's struggling.
He posted another clip of a song. He just whipped together a song that was inspired by his wife, Nicole. Take a listen to this song called Forever After All.
Heaven knows the day.
18 songs that are already lined up to get on the radio. There just isn't any more room.
That sounds like a hit to me.
It's amazing. And everything he does is so good.
You know, it's interesting, too, because you think about Sam Hunt and you think about Brett Young and how they had these insanely huge albums where they were all about breakups and heartbreak, and now they got married and they're a little slower to put out music. Sam, what was Sam, 3 years before he put out a new record? Because they kind of got a...
5 years, 6 months, and 24 days.
Yeah, right. They had transitioned their life because, like, where they're writing from, that point of view, and he seems to have been like, oh, I can do this. I can switch. Because I think it's difficult. Because you come from a place where it's, you know, heartbreak, and then you're going to write another album. You're in a different spot in your life. You're having a daughter, in Brett Young's case. Right. You're married. I mean, so that's a hard thing to do, and I think Luke Combs is... Man, he's got the secret formula. Whatever that guy is on, I want to be on. That guy's crushing it.
So talented. All right, Carrie Underwood is going to release a Christmas album this month, and she released a song called Let There Be Peace. So if you're in the mood for a little Christmas music, let's take a listen.
And let there be peace.
Album is called My Gift, and again, it'll be out later on this month.
Cannot wait for Christmas. You know why? Because 2020 will almost be over.
This is true.
Well, apparently, Loretta Lynn and Kid Rock didn't officially get married yesterday.
Seemed pretty legit, Lana.
Yeah. Loretta had to go back to Facebook and tell everybody that it was a joke because so many people were commenting on it. But you know, the picture, there was a veil. He was putting a ring on her. What do you expect us to believe? So they didn't really get married. All right, Brad Paisley, his calendar is starting to get a little full. Saturday, he's going to join Carrie Underwood on stage at the Grand Ole Opry. Then on September 9th, he's going to be the guest host on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Brad is a funny guy. He's got a lot of really cool things to say. So I'm actually excited to see him host Jimmy Kimmel Live. You know, he's probably going to be talking a lot about the upcoming CMA Awards as well. All right, and finally, Tim McGraw was on the Kelly Clarkson show, and he was talking about how his dog, Stromboli, is a better...
Stromboli, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's his dog's name. He's a better singer than him. No, him talking about it.
Yeah, I know, but listen to him. That's interesting, for
That's
sure.
Great.
Then they obviously, they shared that clip of his daughter Maggie and Tim singing that song. So I don't know. I think I'll probably buy a Tim album before I buy Stromboli's album, but it was, right. It was a good effort, though.
It's very repetitive, his album, Stromboli's. So that's interesting.
Well, let's hope Tim doesn't put out an album that goes bark, 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 bark.
Like instead of meow, meow, meow. Well done, Lana. I like that callback on your part. Well done.
All right, that is your Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
All right, check this out. We got Mr. Thomas Rhett coming up on the show, like two songs away, man. See how he's doing in quarantine, and his wife's got a best-selling book out now. All right, let's talk to him 6 minutes away at 99.5 QYK.
Be a light.
That is the song right there, Thomas Rhett, Be a Light on 99.5 QYK. He's on the phone. Good morning, man. How are you?
Man, I can't complain. How are you this morning?
We are good. First of all, I got to say congratulations to Lauren, your wife, for being a New York Times bestseller with her book, Live in Love.
I know. I'm so proud of her. It's unbelievable all she's accomplished these last couple of years. But this was the cherry on top, for sure. To watch your wife write a book is an amazing feat in the first place. But to watch it be on a New York Times bestselling list is just absolutely mind-blowing, and I'm so proud of her.
Now, during the writing of this book, was there any things that you were like, Dave, do you really want to put that in there, or conversations you had that, hey, maybe we shouldn't share that? Anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a few parts that I look like a complete jerk. But I also think, you know, I think wives across the country could say, A lot of things along the same lines as Lauren said about me, and they were very warranted. So I'm glad that she was able to be so raw and so vulnerable in that book, because I do think there's a lot of marriages that can benefit from knowing that they're not the only ones dealing with certain issues. So, like I said, man, couldn't be more proud of her, because the book is incredible, and I think it's going to help out a lot of people.
Absolutely. And you can say the same thing about your song, Be a Light, and you know how some of the proceeds of that song are going to, or actually all of the proceeds are of that song are going to Music Cares to help out the musicians right now that are not working or would be on tour. But you brought in some great people for this, including Chris Tomlin, who's not really a country artist. He's a Christian artist. Keith Urban, Reba McEntire. I mean, how do you go about picking the lineup for that song?
Well, when we first recorded it in the studio, I kind of thought it was just going to be me singing the song. And then as I started to listen to the mix that we got back, I was like, man, I just thought this would be a lot more powerful with other voices kind of sharing the same message. And, you know, I've always wanted to do a song with Reba. And never in a million years did I think she would say yes to this. But I asked her to do it, and she immediately said yes. And I've been buddies with Keith Urban for a long time. And I've gotten to know Chris Tomlin really well and Hillary Scott. I love everything that she stands for and her heart. For just anything philanthropic. And so when we all got on there, it just felt more powerful. You know, it felt like it was a lot of voices coming together to share the same message. And it's been really awesome to watch what this song has done, man. And not to add on to it, but, you know, I mean, every time that the song is spun, it is going directly, the proceeds are going directly to Music Cares that help out a bunch of our band and crew across the country that, you know, just can't work right now and are struggling to pay rent and struggling to, you know, do anything. And so really proud of what this song has accomplished just for a joy perspective, but also on a financial level, really getting to help out a lot of our road crew across the country.
So since you've been in quarantine, you have anything extra that's been added to your honey-do list?
The honey-do list? I've never been a very OCD person, like about dishes or about like an unclean house. Cause I guess like I went in college. I mean, I think I did laundry once a month, you know, so I've definitely come a long way, man. So about 20 days into quarantine, I started to mop every day. I started to clean the toilets. I started to do, I mean, the moment a coffee cup went into the sink, it was in the dishwasher immediately. And so I feel like I've become a very OCD cleaner over quarantine. And I think it's made my wife extremely happy. So,
well, that's a good thing, because obviously now that she's writing books, this could show up in there. And you want to make sure you're on your best behavior.
Yeah, you're right, man. I'm under pressure at all times of the day.
Well, listen, man, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning and what you're doing for musicians that are out of work right now, but also bringing people like Chris Tomlin, Hillary Scott, Reba, and Keith together with yourself to put a great song out like Be a Light. And we wish you nothing but the best, and stay safe.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
You got it, man. Take care.
All right. Talk to you later, buddy. See ya.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. I don't know if I'm excited about this or a little freaked out by this. The FAA, that would be the Federal Aviation Administration, has approved Amazon's Prime Air service, where a drone will be delivering packages to your home.
Now, they're talking like up to 5 pounds,
right?
Packages, not big, huge packages.
Right.
So, but 5 pounds.
Well, I don't care what it is. There's going to be a drone flying to your house, which scares me, but also is cool at the same time.
You have a drone.
I understand that, but it's not an unmanned drone. My drone is like not even 2 feet wide. This thing's going to be, from what I saw, looks pretty big. And then you're just going to have a drone just flying up your house?
Yep.
That scares me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and it's using GPS, obviously.
Right.
Just unmanned, no, it's just flying to your house and dropping it off and flying away.
I mean, it could totally go through, like, your window or something if it's, like, got their little, like, the wrong coordinates, right?
I mean, well, it could, I guess. Possible, Lana. I mean, yeah, that could happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That is really kind of scary to me.
You're out getting ready to leave the house to walk the dog, and bang, here comes a drone, hits you right in the head because it's delivering a package.
Well, I love that Lana's looking at the positive side of this thing.
We got to talk about this.
I mean, it's a little freaky, I think. You know, and by the way, I don't want it to take away jobs from Amazon drivers either, right?
Well, it's going to, obviously.
With the 5-pound packages, so we're only going to leave them the heavy ones? That's not cool.
They said, though, those packages will be delivered in 30 minutes or less.
Oh, that's going to run your credit card bill up.
I mean,
when it's that easy, it's like ordering Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm out of garbage bags. Boom, I'll have them here in 30 minutes. Boom, boom. I mean, that's going to be, we're going to get so lazy and so fat.
What do you, what is it that you order probably the most from Amazon?
Dog stuff.
I was going to think Bang Energy drinks, don't you? Do you do it from?
Sometimes I do, yeah. But I do like those, the dog poop bags, and then I do the Kong balls because Louie eats them all the time. Right. So I do that a lot.
Well, that's under 5 pounds. That'll be there.
Yeah.
It's mostly gifts for the kids or like electronic stuff that I get.
Right.
So that's kind of what we do.
That'll be interesting, man.
I order my tea through Amazon a lot, too.
Right. So your tea will be there via drone. But the FAA, which is a big deal, they are on board with this. So it'll be interesting. So it's a plane. No, it's just a drone.
I mean, the Amazon people tell us, they're like, hey, they're going to be there. They're 5 stops away. So I guess they're probably preparing for this. So, like, hey, your drone will be there in, less than half an hour.
Yeah, you're going to be, it's like a, you can track a flight. You're going to be tracking your drone as it's flying over to your house.
That is going to be freaky.
So
how does it drop it off? It goes all the way to the ground then? Is that how it's going
to
work?
I think it goes to the ground and releases it. I've seen like a video. This was a while ago.
Right.
But it drops down and then it just takes off your driveway or wherever it drops it off at. I don't want it dropped off in my driveway. I want it next to the door. You know? Or the way my house is set up. It would be really hard to get a drone. Get a drone all the way to my front door. I just don't see how it's going to happen.
Especially with the moat you have out front and stuff like that. That's
crazy. I don't know what's going on.
And then obviously the armed guards that you have out there because of your popularity.
I'm going to have to let them know.
Yeah, let them know that there could be a drone here arriving.
That's right.
Oh, man.
It's going to be so weird.
Everybody's Ring doorbells are going to be going off. Yep. Is that a drone at the front door? What is that?
Drone again.
All right, Prime Air has been approved by FAA, and by the way, they are launching this in the United States.
It's going to happen.
It's somewhere else. United States is happening, so...
I'm in.
You're in?
Yeah.
All right.
Do we have to buy Christmas gifts?
As long as you're in, we're all in, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah, what's that?
Do we have to buy Christmas gifts during the holidays? You know how you leave gift cards and money out for your Amazon and your garbage people?
Yes, leave a little something for the drone.
Just leave a little something for the drone.
Some gas money for the drone. All right, coming up next, a very cool story about what a neighbor did for a young child. You know, I think a lot of people might be annoyed by this, but he turned it into a positive. It's after this. You have a neighbor or kids in the neighborhood like to play in your lawn or your driveway or around it. And some people can be like, get off my lawn or get off my driveway or whatever. Well, one neighbor, though, said, I think this is great. I love that this kid is playing. And he even made it even better for him. It's a great story.
Right. And he actually noticed this because his motion sensor on his garage kept going off. And he's like, what is going on? Well, the little boy kept riding his bike up the driveway. So instead of getting angry and telling the kid to stop riding on his driveway, he decided he was going to draw a mini racetrack with chalk on his driveway so the kid could have a little bit more fun.
I used up more of the driveway. We have the back straight, assuming that the 3-year-old can read, and slow, and then we turn. And then eyes up, because, he's not looking.
I love that. All right, you want to go in my driveway? I'm going to make a track for you and see how well you do. I think that's so great.
And now a bunch of the other kids in the neighborhood are going on this mini track on the guy's driveway. So instead of getting angry, he's like, I'm going to do some fun with this. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that.
Now his motion sensor is going off all the time with all the kids at all hours. Love that. It's your I Feel Good story right there. Luke Bryan, hunting, fishing, and loving every day. We appreciate you having us on and making us a part of your morning. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 99.5 QYK. Time for Trending in Tampa Bay. We go to one person only. He is a father of two, husband of one, 22-year radio veteran, born and raised in the Tampa Bay area. His name is Kevin. Kevin, what you got?
Tampa Bay Lightning, they beat the Boston Bruins 3-2 in two overtimes last night in game 5 of the second round of the playoffs to win the series 4-1. Here's how it ended in overtime.
Right back over to Shattenkirk, then on to Hedman. Moving on. He's got, he scores! Hedman! wins it, and the Lightning move on to the conference final.
I really wanted to say it for the second OT, but I was just like, the first OT, I'm like, man, I'm tired. I gotta go to bed.
I didn't even make it till the first one.
I know. Lana sent an email last night. So what happened to the Lightning game? I go, it's still on.
Yes, it is. So as you heard, the Lightning are now headed to the Eastern Conference Finals. They will most likely play the New York Islanders, who are up 3-1 over the Philadelphia Flyers. Their game 5 is tonight, so we may know who they play. The Tampa Bay Rays beat the Yankees 5-3 last night, and now have a 4.5 game lead in the division.
Wow.
Over the Yankees. August ended, obviously. Today is September the 1st. The Rays went 21-7 in the month of August, and they play the Yankees again tonight at 7:05. Hillsborough County Public Schools released a dashboard reporting COVID-19 cases in schools. The database contains cases among students and teachers, and you can select a date and view which schools reported cases. You can find the dashboard on hillsboroughschools.org. And finally, if you have been to Publix recently, then you may have noticed that the store has gotten rid of the one-way lanes.
I did.
Those are confusing, by the way. I'd make a right to go down an aisle. Oh, got to go all the way around. But I understand the precaution for sure.
So Publix posted on Twitter, yes, one-way aisles have been discontinued in public stores, not currently under local ordinance requiring this measure. They were initially adopted to help our customers understand and practice social distancing. And over time, we've adopted this into our routines.
Did you ever get in trouble for going down the wrong way in an aisle?
One of the people just said, hey, heads up, this is a one-way. Know, you have to go like, around. But it wasn't, like, then I didn't get in trouble.
But what I need is right there. But I have to go all the way around and down the aisle.
I know, but
it's just right there.
I know it's a new concept, but you got to think of other people, and just so
people get mad.
I know you got to understand. You got to obey the rules, Lana.
I know, but it's like I could reach it. Like I'm not going to walk all the way around.
Well, you need to. Okay.
Well, you don't need to anymore. Publix has gotten rid of it. So you can do that, Lana, again. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
There he is, Kevin. One of the best in the biz. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. Can't say it enough. We love that we are part of your mornings. Want to ask you, Lana, your favorite part of the show was?
Well, we were playing Secret Celebrity earlier this morning. Correct. And we were talking about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. They're going to do a big reunion show about that. And we were talking about Will Ferrell movies. And I found out that you guys never seen the movie 7 Pounds.
And you know what's funny is we were actually talking about Will Smith movies, not Will Ferrell. So, yeah, that's interesting as well.
Yeah, that's...
So, first of all, you pick a movie, 7 Pounds, which, by the way, I saw the trailer, so I'll give it to you. That it looked interesting, but I had not seen it. But I was like, hey, what's a Will Smith movie you know? I'm thinking Independence Day, Pursuit of Happiness.
Men in Black.
No, seven pounds.
But I want to know if you're going to actually go home and watch it, because it's a really good movie.
Probably not today, but when I get around to it, definitely will.
Okay.
Absolutely. The day you watch Ace Ventura and come back with a full report.
I've seen it.
Well, we'll watch it again.
We'll watch it again. All right, Kevin, what was your favorite part of the show, bud?
We talked to Thomas Rhett this morning, and he told us how his wife made him look like a jerk.
It's awesome.
If you would like to know why, you can always go to our 99.5 QYK Facebook page and listen to the whole interview that you guys talked to him about. Find out why he's a jerk. It's up there now.
Yeah, check it out right now. All right, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Remember, more Universal tickets for you at 4:40 this afternoon with Travis.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.